Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixedupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 31. All right, today we're going to talk about the wrap dress. So this is a style that I wear quite a bit, and this is based on a blog post on mixedupwithcurves.com called The Wrap Dress. And I'll be linking this blog post in the show notes for you guys. So the reason I chose this topic is because I got this wrap dress from Target, of course, from Who What Wear, that I just love. You know when you find something and you're like, ooh, I really like this. That's how I felt about this dress. It's a wrap dress, maxi style. It's green and white, like a Kelly green and white. And the stripes are like a chevron style. So I'm just really liking the style. I feel like it's kind of a retro 70s vibe that it kind of gives off. So I'm just loving it. I'm loving the fit. So I figured I should talk about wrap dresses and feature this one in this post. And one of the things I try to do is pay attention to the styles of, dresses and tops and skirts that I buy over and over again, so that I, kind of stick to things that really work and not buy things that I'm not going to wear. So with this maxi dress, what I'm liking is, first of all, it's really comfortable. That's something I look for. And I like that it's a wrap style. So I wanted to get into talking about wrap style in general, wrap dress or wrap dresses and the wrap style dress in general. As you know, I've talked about this in other episodes. I try to research topics before I talk about them. So what I found when I was researching wrap dresses is that Diane von Furstenberg, she created this kind of style or made it popular in 1974. So I kind of like that. I like that it's a style that's been, that's timeless and has been seen as something, a style that's flattering for decades. And it's pretty reliable for the most part in terms of a style that is going to work for different body types. And the reason I am drawn to a wrap style dress is because basically what you're doing is you're bringing this dress in or bringing it in at your waist. And so it's cinching at the waist, and that, creates a nice silhouette. And I like that if it's a true wrap style, you can usually adjust it for your body a little bit. If you need a little bit more room, you don't want it so snug. So that's another reason that I'm into this style. This dress in particular, what I like about it, and most of the Who What Wear dresses, I'd have to say, when it's a wrap style, even if it's like a faux style, faux wrap, or a full, like a, real wrap style, they typically have a button in at the kind of like the center of the neckline. So with that button, it just kind of keeps the dress in place and it doesn't, start opening up and doing that sort of thing. I usually, like with this dress, I go with the 2XL, and that's what I'm usually going with the Who What Wear dresses. Sometimes XL, but for the most part, I'm going with the 2XL just to make sure there's enough coverage. It's not too snug, right? We want it to kind of skim our body and not be snug, so that it's, the button or anything, it's not going to work. It's going to be popping open and we don't need to be doing that kind of stuff. So with this dress, I went with the 2XL, and I thought the length was good too. And then it has a little, this one is kind of like a faux wrap in a sense, because there's a little button you put in and you first kind of adjust it or snap it or secure it, I should say, inside. And then you take the other part of the fabric outside to wrap it, and then you tie it. What I like about doing a podcast is that I typically will post, do the blog posts, and I'll post the images on Instagram, and then I get comments, and there was somebody that, she was like, I think I'm one of the few people that wrap dresses do nothing for me. And I was able to go, yeah, I understand. So what I like is I can interact with people and then kind of incorporate that into my episode on the podcast. So that's what I'm going to do right now. So yeah, I think that wrap dresses in general, like I keep saying, not for everybody, there are exceptions, that it's flattering. But I do think there is a difference between having a faux wrap and a true wrap. For me, usually a faux wrap works a bit better than a true wrap style, because it's already secured and it's not going to move around. So like with this dress, like I said, there's that button to kind of secure it. And then you do the rest of the wrap style of the dress. But when it's been like a true wrap style, that's been a little trickier because the dress can kind of shift around as you move. And even if there's a button, it just might not stay in place. And then if you got to kind of only when you wrap it around and tie it, you can't tie it too tight because then it's like you get a little like bulging in the back. It gets a little crazy. So for me, most of the time, I'm going with the faux wrap dress versus a true wrap dress. And that's what I mentioned in the comment back to the, person who was on Instagram and who commented on the post. The other thing that I noticed I do with the wrap style dress is if I'm wearing it to work, I just add a little cami under because even if there's buttons, it still might be a little too much and I need some coverage. So I like to, add a little cami, and then that way it just adds more versatility to the item because then I can wear it to work or wear it to other things where you're like, you don't want to be showing a little too much. So that's something that I would also add. In addition to the faux wrap style, is just making sure that you have a little cami just in case if you are wanting more coverage. All right, so let's talk about how I styled the dress. So this dress is a green and white stripes. I already mentioned that's a kind of a Kelly green. So what I went with was a neutral pair of like block heel sandals that are not too low, like kind of a low to mid heel. And it's also from Target, from A New Day. Really comfortable. And then I just added for some texture, kind of a crochet purse that's a cream color. So I feel like that's great for summer. I've been trying to scoop up those bags when I see them in different sizes because it just adds like some nice texture that goes with like that summer vibe. So I just did that and then kept everything else really simple and my makeup really simple. So I think I talked about when I had the episode about wearing A-line skirts all year long, that I noticed that I don't sell my A-line skirts. I keep them out all year and I usually don't put them up on Poshmark. I would say it's the same thing for my wrap style dresses. If I am going to sell them, it might be that the print, I'm kind of over the print if it's like a louder print. But usually if it's a dress that, fits well, I am not selling it. I actually have one that I've had over 10 years that I had before I met my husband. And I probably need to let go of it because it looks like it's already like worn, but I love it so much. But it's a wrap style. It's a faux wrap style. I'll get into that later about the differences. But I pay attention to that. So what are the styles that you keep going back to so that you keep that in mind when you're buying new things to kind of stay with things that you know already work and you feel really comfortable wearing. And again, that you feel dynamite when you have them on. The other thing I pay attention to and helps me kind of decide what are my like signature styles is, when your body changes or you're going through changes, if you have kids or you don't or whatever, or, getting older and your composition of your body might change a little bit, I look for things that over and over again, I feel comfortable in. And a wrap style dress has been a style that has worked for me, even with, changes in my weight and having kids and all those other sort of things that make you shy away from certain styles of items. The other thing I've noticed is because I end up keeping a lot of my wrap style dresses is that I just start to pay attention a little bit more into the print. Because typically the style fits well. It's just making sure I don't get too crazy and getting prints that are going to look too dated or that are not going to be, the type of print I'm going to want to wear in a year from now. So that's usually what I end up selling is a print that is a little too kind of loud that I end up going, I'm kind of over it and I need to change it up. But other than that, my wrap style dresses stay in my closet and most of the time they're out for the, most seasons. I just layer in different ways and, we talked about that in a previous episode on how to layer. And depending on the style of the dress, I have belted it. Usually I do that more with the faux wrap dresses. If I'm feeling like it's looking a little plain or I want a little bit more definition for the silhouette and more structure, I'll add a belt. This dress that's in the post, I didn't do that because it already had its little fabric belt, the definition was there for the waist, and it actually had a different stripe, which I kind of like that because, you know, I like stripes. So I didn't need to add a belt, but I do think that's something to think about when you're styling your wrap dress, and if you're feeling like you need a little bit more structure or definition. And I would have to say that in addition to wrap style dresses, I have quite a few wrap style tops, and these are the tops that I end up keeping. I don't get rid of them because, again, they're pretty flattering and they have a good kind of a silhouette to them. All right, so there you have it. You are up to speed on the wrap style dress, and you can go ahead and check out this blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com. In it, you're going to see this dress from Who What Wear with the chevron stripes in Kelly green and white that I'm absolutely loving. You want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitupwithcurves.com, where you're going to see this blog post that this episode is based on, the wrap style dress from Who What Wear, and it'll have the green and white stripes on it, and you will see the cute little flutter sleeves, and you're going to see the new kind of sandals that I paired it up with. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I know what you guys like and what you want to hear more about. And go ahead and check out my Patreon so you can help me with the development of content that's meaningful for you guys. If you want to find me, go ahead and check me out on Instagram. My handle is Mix It Up With Curves. And if you don't want to find me, that's cool. And don't forget to sign up for my Favorite Finds newsletter. It's a newsletter that comes out about, you know, every other week, and I gather up different items and then send you guys the links, and I talk about sizing, so it's basically like me doing the shopping for you. And, and that's pretty much it. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.